Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very, very fascinated about our next guest. We're going to talk with Pina DiCola, who's going to be talking about discovering your true self with photo image in the age of the selfie. I mean, you can't go anywhere these days without seeing someone take a selfie. So what does it mean? How can you discover your self-image? Pina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you very much to having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'm very fascinated by this topic. And you have Pina DiCola Photography in Los Angeles, California, right?
Yes.
And have you been involved with photography for a long time, for many years?
Yes, I'm very much like 30 years. I'm in the show business. I'm taking picture now in America, in Los Angeles. I'm taking picture with a celebrity for Italian magazine, European magazine. But all my life is always taking picture. So.
And what do you think about this era of the selfie? Everybody's got a. They even have these little things you can put on your phone so you can take a selfie from like a extension, like a. Antenna
oh my
or something.
God, it's ridiculous.
What's going on?
It's very ridiculous, Bill. My book is called You Are Photogenic, Discover Your True Self with Photo Image in the Era, that said, of the Selfie. Now, my book is very actual what we should read now, because finally, somebody, and I'm the expert to talk about the importance of your physical appearance and what we look like, what happened. The selfie is just the answer to my book. It's just what the selfie is the need for each human person to know what we look like. And two or three years ago, when all the camera and all the app and all the phone come up, everybody needed the selfie. This is an obsession, but it's also a need to discover what we look like. It's in a part, it's good, it's a discovery. In the second part, because the selfie is very distorted image, is a problem. We can talk for hour about the selfie.
Okay, so what I think I hear you saying is that beyond the need to just snap yourself doing something, there's an inner curiosity about what you're exploring, what you look like, and some of that is vanity, right? But some of it is really an inner need to know.
Yes. Yes, exactly what said is our need to know what we look like. But is not there is not nobody talk about the real need to know why is the selfie. Okay, if you allowed me, I will briefly, because we don't have too much time, understand what it is. Usually, we cannot see ourselves, our physical image. We can't, because our eyes, we cannot look at ourselves. What happened to us? We have to rely on the misleading image in the mirror every day, every single moment, or an opinion of other, the criticism or the whatever you want to say. Why? We don't know who we really are physically. We don't know. So what happened 3 years ago with the phone or iPhone or whatever. We can snap the picture every single moment. That's the need to know what do we look like, how I look in this moment, how I look with this hair, how do I look with this color, what I do. And especially, don't let's not talk about the sex image, the teenagers and everything. That's another show. But the real idea is that we really need to know what we look like and what we can use this, what we look like, for our benefit. And I come up with my photo image, but not beside the selfie. I studied this issue for 30 years. Just look at the photo, picture people in front of me over and over every day. Look at their face, look at their image, look at their expression, look at what they do. And poor, everybody said to me, I'm not photogenic before or after see the picture. Why? Because the anxiety be in front of the camera and to discover who they really are. With the selfie, you don't have a photographer in front of you. You just snap by yourself. Why you do that? Because you don't know who you are. And you want to make sure, unfortunately, I'm sorry if I talk too much, but that's just the issue. Unfortunately, you damage yourself because the selfie is distorted image. Your face is not the same. You make your camera in front of you, your nose is big, your eyes are huge, and the body, because that is a physical, the way the camera works, and people don't understand. So what happened? You think you are beautiful, and you say the selfie is not really good, and you keep a snap, snap, snap. That's the problem. And damage, you know why? Because the selfie is a real photograph. And the real photograph goes straight to your brain. It's very damage do the selfie. If you do selfie with friend, okay, that's fun. That's but if you do selfie for yourself, please don't do it.
That's very interesting. So don't, you know, and everybody's been at a drugstore with a security camera and seeing themselves walking in the door, you know, those cameras that are up above, yes. And you can see the monitor, and you go, oh my gosh, is that is that what I look like? So
exactly.
But I think what you're saying is that people are curious to know what they really look like when they're not, posing for a photograph.
Yes, we can't. You, Bill, me, Pina, whole other people, we don't know what we look like. And what happened? Okay, Bill, listen to me. Every morning we look at the mirror and we look over and over in the mirror. More or less, we have an image of ourselves. But look in the mirror is the virtual image that you see in the mirror, which I call a ghost image. You forgot your image in 2 minutes. You don't know what you love because the image that you see in the mirror is not the real image. It's 100%, 180% reverse. So in our brain, we don't have no idea. We have an idea, general idea. We don't know. But that's what is important, that I study so much this stuff about the mirror, about what we look like, and we don't know. Even though I ask you right now, you don't know what you look like. Only things that represent you and you know who you are is through photography.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Good point.
Because photographers work like the eyes. Sorry, mm-hmm. The eyes of human. It's exactly the same. The cameras do not lie. So when you do the picture, is that's who you really are. Not the mirror, the picture. But how you do the picture usually, because you want to be beautiful, because you want to have a big glamour, or because as a selfie you do by yourself, you want to be sexy, you want to be funny, you want to be that. But it's never the wrong impression, because you give it to the brain part of a situation who you are and know you who, what you really are and what the brain need. I don't know. I'm clear. I don't know.
No, you're very clear. And I think if I could ask you a question about, as a photographer, how do you get a person's true image? How do you get them to pose in their true image? How do you draw that out of people?
Oh, thank you for asking this. Thank you very much. Why? I, like I said, have an experience of 30 years plus, I don't tell you how long, and I take pictures of the beautiful, most successful, beautiful people in the world. Truly, you can see my career, what I'm looking about. What happened? When what I discovered through, I can do, you come to me, Bailey, you are a celebrity, okay, you are a famous radio show, you come to me, what do you want to look like? I treat you as a celebrity or as a big person, but if you come to me as a Bill, I respect who you are and I respect what you need for the picture. My photo image that I call photo image to differentiate the from other, you know, like headshot or glamour or whatever other picture. You come to me, we would talk, and I put in environment. I will make you think that you are here to understand who you really are. We go through some ideas, some process, some question, something. That picture that I take you is a very normal picture of you, but that picture will link you to who you are and to your own brain. Your brain, for example, when you come to me to do the photo image, what I do, we talk and I ask you some question. I'm sure we all know who we are and we know find ourselves. But until you don't find your physical self, you will never know what you, your true self. So what happened? Mm-hmm. I make you real picture in your mind what you are for here, what your, what you want to do in your life, who are you, how you can, what is your drive, what is your best thing you can do in your life, what do you really want, what do you think you look like, and the process shooting picture that reflect in the moment your true self. What happened when I give you this photo and you look every single day, because there is some something with, you know, some process, how do you say, some step to do. Every time you look at that picture, you remind yourself, and the picture that I call photo image will give you a strength and direction through your self-knowledge. This is the only link for your brain to see yourself. And what happened right now, for example, in the beginning of the year, everybody make a promise, make goals. I want to do this, I want to do that. In 10, 15 days, nothing happened. With my photo image, you will go through, because the picture of you, the photo image, remind you who you are, the promise to yourself. Okay, let's say that I have so many clients, okay? Most clients that I help is for lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You will say, oh, how can a photo make me lose weight? It is. Why? Or I want to change work, or I want to be more, I don't know, whatever you want in life. Only with photo imaging you can achieve. It's no presumptuous that I said that. That is true. Because
it's the power of the brain, the power of the mind. What I hear you saying, Pina,
it's a link. It's to your picture, your physical appearance. You are in a person in time and space. If you can see it and you link to your brain, with who you are, like your self-esteem, you think, that's when you are complete.
It's a fascinating topic, and especially when you're creating, it's the difference between take my picture or capture my image, as I hear you saying it. There's a huge difference in the two, and the capturing your image, you know when you see it, because a lot of times it's, that's my grandfather, that's who he was, that's his soul,
oh,
and his image comes through his picture, right? It's your legacy. It's more than just your quick snap picture. But what you're saying is that it also influences you and your behavior, because that becomes your frame of reference of who you are. I love that. It's really, really interesting.
But I tell you something. I used to with celebrity, you know, I used to the celebrity take picture on their glamour, on their beauty, whatever it is. And then in the real life, it's completely different image. That's the way, why I started to write this book 3 years ago. Why? Which, okay, they have an image on the celebrity, and that's what they respect, their image and everything. But in their life, even their face, their emotion, their expression are different. In life, they're just people like you and me, beautiful people with a problem, with a whatever we need to know. And the image that they give to us and the image that they portray to others is completely different. When you do the picture and be true to yourself, you mentioned your grandfather, for example. Long time ago, when you were going to the photograph, what you were doing, you were taking picture still because you cannot move too much, you know, for technical reason, and you have to think about their self. There was still, and that's the personal physical appearance. If was the self-image like I understand today and I create today, will be like, that's the real self-image, because they will go in there to just show to the who they really are. With their clothes, the physical things, the smile very straight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do, Pina. And unfortunately, we're out of time for today.
I know,
but
I
know, but I'm fascinated. I really, you've got me, you've got me reeled in here. And I want to tell our listeners that they can find your book, Discover Your True Self, or it's called You Are Photogenic. Discover Your True Self.
Yes, you are photogenic. Because we all are photogenic. Doesn't matter. Nobody can say, I'm not photogenic. Please don't say that. But discover your true self with photo image and not do selfie, please.
So listeners, you can find Pina DiCola. You can find her to get your own self-image to create your own photo image. She'll help you with that. You can go to her website at pinadicola.com. That's PINADICOLA.com. And you'll also find her book there or on Amazon. It sounds fascinating, and I really enjoy the conversation, and I'd love to talk
really
to you
more
about
like
it.
I really would like to have more time, but that's okay. It's enough, and you are great as always and great listener.
Well, thank you so much. It was very, very interesting, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
Not our usual interview.
And I want to meet you personally even.
I would love to.
I want to take your photo image.
I absolutely want to sit down and talk with you more about this, because it is fascinating.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take
thank
a short
you.
Break. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.